Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're talking Real Housewives of Potomac Season 2 Messy Games. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You bitch. This is historic.
Yeah, this is very historic right here. All right, well, I'm going to be the only one dancing, so that's fine. And what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for the Real Housewives of Potomac Season 2 Messy Games. And, I mean, it was just like the teacup was just overpouring. I felt like I was in Disney World, Alice in Wonderland. And that's fine, because guess what? We have a special guest host today. We got Grant Rutter in the building.
What's up?
The Housewife King.
We're finally doing a show together, guys. It's been years that we've been here, and we're finally doing
it. See, I don't watch, like, the New York ones and, like, that you guys are on.
OC. I do
watch OC.
Yes.
But, you know. We got Tiffany Williams in the building.
What's up? Surrounded by these beautiful men. I love it.
I mean, you know.
Love it.
You know what I mean? The balls and the beautiful Richie.
Like that.
I like it. It's going to be my new Instagram handle.
The balls and the beautiful. All right, guys. So Messy Games, let's just jump into it. From last week, everyone was over at Monique's game night.
One of her four houses.
Just one of them. Actually, really funny. Me and Grant were watching. We were fast forwarding it. And as we just randomly play... In the middle of Monique, the first thing she says is, "My house."
My house. All right. Yep. What
Should
else?
Be
you
a
got?
Drinking game, right? Every time she says that.
Every time she talks about her house.
Yeah.
This game night was so low rent. This house and everything in the backyard that was set up was such like trying so hard to be like a Vanderpump trying to party. They had the party planner come in. They had those big stumps on the table.
But it was none of the stuff that they were actually looking at.
Right.
The first
no,
time.
And it didn't have any ambiance. They could have just. It was the side yard, right? It wasn't even the backyard.
And not only that, but you guys are playing poker on, like, that is like a table from Walmart. Like,
oh, yeah. It's a straight up card. Like, a card table, like, it shakes when you move it.
So it was a very pedestrian.
Chris is too big to be up on here.
Right?
Yeah.
He was huge.
This show in general is trying so hard, and it's just so low rent to me. All these events that they do are just like...
But I really actually believe that these women have these events. Like, the other ones, like, on Atlanta, I'm like, y'all would not really be doing this shit.
No.
But I believe these women are just bored, old, and, like... like, Karen really...
The best we can do.
Just Karen been in that house since the 90s, just putting on these events in her house. Yeah. And, you know, Ray just be like, you just gonna let her, you know, handle that. All right, but so Monique goes to the driveway where Giselle, Ashley, Robin, and Charisse are hanging out. Charisse was crying. And then Giselle starts talking about Monique. I said Monies. That was the Love and Hip Hop slip right there. She's explaining how long-winded Monique is. And Monique was upset with that. But I did love how she came out and she's like, no, what's really going on?
Yeah. I like how Ashley was like, we're just welcoming Charisse. It's like so fake.
Which was
so
true.
Fake. It was true.
It was like the first truthful thing that happened that evening. She's like, we're just consoling a friend.
No, because Monique
probably had one of those little baby monitors outside. Yeah. She had her name, so she decided to come running out there because she didn't have a spy outside to check on them.
Little vibrated.
Who has a spy at their own home?
Two.
Yeah. One inside, one out, at
one of their four homes for like just to listen to see what the guests are saying.
Well, Richie, maybe this is a four home third that? World problem. Okay,
exactly.
Like, clearly Monique is a part of the Illuminati and knows everything that's going on. But she was really upset and she said, "I don't deal with the BS." And Robin says, "Well, we don't want Giselle to leave." She's like, "Well, I don't want her to leave, girl. Bye. You told her to
you
leave.
You didn't want her to be here."
Did you notice that Robin, Giselle, and the other one and Ashley, they all were like trying to hold in a laugh at the end of last week's episode and the beginning of this one, up until they all went their separate ways. They were having some type of moment where they were just, they knew that this was a setup. Yeah. I went back, I looked at it again, and when Robin walked away after she like squared off with the other one, which I know we'll get to, she had like, she was trying to control her laughter. So to me, it was really fake.
Well, yeah, especially how she said bye to Giselle. It was just kind of like, all right, Superwoman. Like,
yeah, I caught that. And I was like, really? Like, they didn't even try to like do a reshoot or anything?
No, were they laughing at Monique, or were they just laughing in general?
I think they were laughing at how crazy Monique... Oh, I thought it was how crazy Monique came and was like, y'all talking about me? Like,
yeah, exactly. Came with the wind. Yeah. Why did she... Was she being petty, you guys, or should she have let it go?
She was being petty.
Monique?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is being petty. You know what Giselle's I always wonder, though? So she like,
have you ever noticed when like a group of housewives are having a moment and one housewife might be somewhere else, she comes running over to see what it's all about?
Right.
I wonder, do the producers say you better get over there? Or does she take it upon herself to say, you know what? I see action happening. Let me go get in the camera.
I think she did that on her own.
It's all control. They tell you, you know, you got to come in at this. Like, you know, when they go in those cars, there's black cars, and they have like a, what do they call
them? Walkies.
Yeah, walkies. Like, all right, you're good. Okay, it's all clear.
Or they say,
she was a little trigger happy, though. And that side patio was right next to the driveway. I don't know how big that fourth house is, but it was right next to the driveway.
That was an Airbnb. Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't impressed at all by that house.
But that's her in-between house. Because when she gets this $4.75 million house by the
house,
looking like a cabin.
Yeah, yeah. That's a step up.
I'm not really buying that
storyline. Ditch the fish tanks,
though. What, you don't think they're going to move into that house?
I think that's just for the show.
Well, they signed a document.
Yeah. Who needs a fourth house that costs that much money?
No, you need a fifth house.
I wonder, though.
But this house gets you on a show called Real Housewives of Potomac.
That's what I'm Robin saying. Doesn't live in Potomac with her apartment.
None of them really do.
But when you got the coins.
Well, that. And yeah. Andy's like, well, I feel bad to kick Robin.
So well, she suits Robin to not have a big
That's
house
a whole
right
other
now.
Subject.
But doesn't Ashley live in, like, D.C. somewhere? She's not even in Maryland.
Well, you know, it's kind of like this, though. I don't know why people do this with DC, because I do it too sometimes, but it's the equivalent of like some of the Atlanta housewives living in Decatur.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or like.
So, like how Portia Portia lives so far away from the rest of the world.
Or like Erica Jane living in Pasadena. What I'm saying? Okay. So it's kind of like the same area.
All right. Yeah,
but
yeah,
it does give a different feeling. If you say that you live in D.C., that's not Potomac.
Right.
Showing.
It really is. Yeah, there's a distinct difference. So, I mean, it's a good catch.
All right, gotcha.
Monique finished it out with, look, my outlook on you is not good. Okay, girl, clearly. Like, that's why you're here, like, and you're bothered. So just I was like, all right, well, I'm out. And so she deuced out.
Who won?
Also awkward.
Who won?
Yeah.
Who won that
round? In their head, they both won. Like, it's just like, I don't think Monique cares, and then Giselle don't care really either. So it's just kind of like, Monique's like,
I guess
like,
they both
leave.
Look silly, right?
They look crazy. They both.
Giselle's too old to be acting like a kid.
Honestly, Giselle gives me a little bit of Phaedra tea, and not to that extent, but it's just like, Giselle, you too old to be letting you want to bother this girl. You really just want to.
Yeah.
Ruffle I think her Giselle feathers. Is trying. I think
that Giselle knows that her presence bothers her.
Yeah, no,
and
she
just kind
it.
Of
she loves that
lords it over her.
Oh yeah,
I do feel like Monique, on the other hand, is trying. As we see later, I think she's trying a little too hard. Right. To prove something,
but
herself.
I think all these women are trying to. I think Charisse is trying way too hard.
Oh,
look, Giselle, this is an audition tape to get on Atlanta for me when I watch her trying to come up with these one-liners and all this.
It's so true.
You agree?
True.
Okay,
true.
Good.
That's
yeah,
true.
I'm just.
Can you imagine? So I was like, I can't deal with the ladies of Potomac. I'm moving to Atlanta.
Exactly.
No.
Season.
The way she carries herself.
No.
All those
taking
those carefully,
spot,
those
spot.
Carefully rehearsed one-liners.
Word on the street is I'm word on the street.
Can she get us another?
That ain't what Mama Joyce saying. In
Atlanta. Mama Joyce is doing more work than Giselle's doing in Potomac.
She got that restaurant. And maybe Ashley need to call Mama Joyce because that restaurant seemed to be doing pretty well. Awkward moment. Did you guys see Hank?
Call Johnny.
Do not do that. Well, apparently he worked for $2.30.
That's why I said it.
Free labor.
Get you some free labor.
Awkward situation when Charisse was at the party in the backyard and Hank... Your pickup line to Charisse was, let me meet the partner I almost never had. That's fucking awkward.
Okay, like, even more awkward was if as the camera panned backwards, you could see her visibly sliding away from
it's so, like, but people really don't care. Like, people really be bold with these pickup lines, yo.
Yeah.
I literally was at a fish dish today, and a man just...
I love fish dish.
It's so bomb. A man just walks up in there and says, moves in front of me as I'm ordering, and was like, ma'am, are you married? She was like, no.
That's not even a pickup line.
He's like, can I give you my number? She's like, no. I thought it was on a reality. I was like,
what would you do?
Real?
Was she working?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fish dish, like, right with that apron. I was like, you better be pulling in that apron, girl.
Wow.
Sheldon came. That made me really happy that we got to see Sheldon.
He was thrilled to be on camera.
Oh, every time.
Oh, he was so happy. They're all here. Their camera's here. Let's go.
I've been standing to see a lot less of Sheldon and a lot more of Sharice's new assistant.
Oh, yes. What's
right?
His name? Andrew?
Gregory.
That was definitely an upgrade.
I wrote it down somewhere. Like Sheldon is because out of every gay boy that ever goes on these shows, they always try to, like, pull up. I feel like Sheldon is always that. Like, wherever Sheldon goes, that is who Sheldon is.
He looks like he's a ball of fun.
Yeah, you know, just like a little too much.
A gumball of fun.
A gumball.
A little too into the gowns. You know, I'm like, I don't know.
Bad gowns.
Do you wear them? So, Ashley. What did you guys think when Ashley started talking about Juan and, to Karen? Like, what producers in your ear at that point? Like, do you think at this point in the season, like, they have earbuds that they're like just...
I'm thinking that Ashley is actually concerned now.
You get concerned by what?
Hold on. Can we just say...
I get glee. I get, just, like, unabashed.
When she walked up to Juan, I was like, bitch, you would get plowed right here.
Can we just say that no one walked into Oz and said anything to her about Juan? That was a story producer. Yeah. It's so obvious to me.
That was produced.
When all these housewives, they do, someone told me. I found out. I got word from someone. Who'd you get word from? Prove it, because it's never proven. You know what I mean? It's a definite producer going... Why don't you talk about wine? Because Robin's not doing anything.
Right. Robin's not going to talk about her situation.
Robin's so literally like, doing nothing on the show. Again.
In this case, though, it's not hard to believe that people are talking about wine.
That's what I was about to say.
Sleeping with other women. Like, if you work at a restaurant, you probably have seen one of his mistresses. Like, that probably
no
happens.
No one goes to that restaurant.
Right, that's true. She probably got it from the waitress, right? The only other people in the restaurant.
I get your point, though. I see where you're going.
Okay, but her trying to make him dance... Like,
no, that honestly, like, that is
down,
like,
girl,
I can tell you've been crying in your knees.
Okay, but why did Juan say no? Is it because A, he can't dance? B, he's not feeling Robin like that?
No, B, because I feel like it's because he is well aware of what Ashley is. I feel like him and Robin have had a conversation about some of the girls. Like, I just feel like the way he was reacting to Ashley was like, bitch, you better stop touching my arm.
Right.
It was a hard no from Juan.
Yeah.
I just felt like he was annoyed by her more than anything else. Like, what are you doing?
But I just think that's because he's uncomfortable in the public eye and dancing and coming out of his show.
And it's also like, they don't know what their relationship is. So it's kind of like, bitch, why are you over here trying to fix it? Like... This isn't Love Connection. That's another Bravo show. Sorry.
I don't like the way Juan be looking at Robin. Like, not even in their marriage, but I'm just saying the way, I mean, even on camera, like, I just don't like the way he be looking at her.
I hated that interview.
How does he look at her?
Disrespectful to me. Like,
show me.
Oh, that interview.
I'm Robin.
Okay, so say something to me.
Juan loves the kids.
That's not
even
interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
It's just like,
oh, but he's supposed to be ready to propose to her.
Right?
According to her. According to her, they get
so
ready.
So you
to get
are just
together.
As confused as Ashley.
I'm confused.
Because she over here talking about, then she said to little Ashley, she said, Juan and I are not married. He can see whoever he wants.
Okay, so in that moment, I almost felt like she was trying to save face.
That's what I was
It wasn't even about, like, this is what's true or not. It was just that. You bringing this up right now, which is, and I think for Robin, is like, this is real life stuff that you're talking about right now. He's sitting right there. I'm not going to react like this in front of you, even though she's probably shook in her mind.
What do you think is actually going on in her mind, though? Is she pissed? Does she already know? Does
she even care?
She
said she is scared to break up the family dynamic that she has right now.
But what do you, how do you feel when people keep coming at you left and right saying you're managing?
But is that anybody's, that's not but enough. Is it anybody's business at that point? Like, first of all, Ashley, we can sit in here and talk about the shit that's going on in your life because, girl, you over here spending $4 million and you can't even keep it afloat. So my thing is you're so concerned talking about, you know, you may not take consideration from someone who may be on the outside. Well, bitch, I'm on the outside of your restaurant and that shit's failing. And y'all ain't gonna have no babies. You ain't gonna have a marriage next year. So don't worry about my man who can't throw spices on his fucking burgers. Like, dealing with it. I don't have a plan. Like, and I think it's a conversation for Giselle and Charisse to have with her, not like Ashley.
A friend. Yeah.
It's really no one's business at all, though. At all. There's two kids involved. Who cares? She doesn't like change. I can tell that from her. She's someone that would rock her world if she had to have two separate places. They'd be together anyway. She even said later on about the money. There's why split it, which I mean, get.
That felt so now, that real makes to me sense. At that moment. Because I was like...
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump.
No, I mean, it was... That felt very real. Like, and it kind of explained to me why she probably doesn't want to rock the boat with that
100%. Why? I looked up. Ain't nobody got time for that or money for that.
But at the same time, like, you can't be doing, Robin, like, you can't be doing certain things. Like, the camp, you personally may have to let the camp go and let that be Juan's thing. Because why are you going on a radio show? That was awkward.
You need to focus on Robin.
Right.
I think that's the problem. Because she even says she did every single thing for him as his wife.
And it was beautiful. And like, I love you.
Still doing every single thing for him.
She still is. But, I mean, it looks like the radio hosts were just as confused as everyone else is because they didn't know how to introduce her.
They were looking like we are.
Yeah.
And it's like, Juan don't want her to have no shine.
No, he didn't even acknowledge her.
Like, I mean, she all right, but like...
Yeah. She doesn't know any better. Didn't he move in with her and her parents after his parents passed? So it's like she doesn't know anybody. That's the only world she knows. And it's unfortunate, though. Like, she's got these two young kids that will forever... put her in that box because she'll never want to break up that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't envy her, but she's got to have a moment where she's like, all right, what are we doing?
I feel like we're leading to that moment.
Yeah, I'm hoping for her. Yeah,
I hope so.
That's a lot of hope.
Because it seems it is a very clever plot as we are pacing along the season to see where they end up next. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I feel like she is one of many women, though, that just stay for money reasons, and they stay in these situations because they just don't want drastic change. I can relate. Someone in my own life who just puts up with it because it's just easier to do that.
Yep.
But they don't realize that's not the easiest route.
Right.
Is make a change.
Well, yeah.
It's like hard.
They Charisse say, the better it. The devil you know than the one you don't.
I looked up to see if she was a Taurus because they're hard to make changes and they're very stuck in their ways. She's an Aries, so. I don't even care about astrology, but I was just curious.
They tend to be emotional, Aries, and kind of... grounded.
Interesting.
But
they're very flighty.
Charisse stuck in a relationship. Giselle probably stayed longer than she would have wanted to. She's surrounded by women that identify with what she's doing. And when you're not the breadwinner, you sacrifice comfort. So
it is a true to life what I think a real housewife faces.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of women will be able to identify with that story.
Especially a baller wife.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honey. All right, so Giselle met up with Cal. They do their little makeup test, which I was just like, what, did you put oil on his face? Because I didn't see.
It was sheer.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted some of that granola they were eating.
It did look good, actually. I was like, all right, she's one of those friends. Like, she pays for the bill. She's like, but you will be ordering what I'm ordering. So we'll take two of the granola. So they shaded everything, the party, which they called Thanksgiving dinner, the house,
the potatoes,
no salt,
no, or pepper,
or pepper.
Bitch, what, it was
she didn't even eat anything.
Did Juan cook?
Like, I don't think she was there long enough to eat.
No, it wasn't.
They were too busy looking at the fish tank.
Have
in
y'all
the
ever
kitchen.
Been kicked out of a party?
No, but I've thrown people out of my own.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Never.
Exciting.
Never.
I'm coming to your
next. It always happens. It always happens.
I've been kicked out of a bar. It wasn't because of me, though.
No, it wasn't me. I stuck up for girls.
I felt
it was actually an AfterBuzz Christmas party.
Oh my god!
Project LA. Were you at that one?
Was that in downtown Hollywood?
Yeah,
that one. Yeah, I was there for that. Well, that ended at like 10:30 at night, though, for us, and then all the people came in.
You leave after that? It was like
no, I stayed because then it got it got like it was like our party blended with like the public
club.
Yeah. And then at that point, I was like, okay.
And then it turned into a Real Housewives episode.
You were like ripping your shirt off and dancing on the table.
No.
They were talking about the host.
Huh? No. There were females from AfterBuzz, and the security guard was...
messing with them and being provocative to one of them, and I was under the influence of magic juice, and I was like, sir, you ain't gonna talk to me. No way like that. And then he threatened me, and it turned into a little push-up thing, and then all of AfterBuzz was behind me, and it was like a world star hip-hop video. And I was like, oh my god, I was involved in like a thing.
Outside in Hollywood. And then they kicked
me out, and I was where were the cameras?
Yes.
Oh, no, we didn't need none of that. Giselle wants Charisse and Robin to be happy without a man, so she's trying to think of a little plot. So then we see Charisse gown shopping when she's pissed off because Ashley shows up late.
Already starting off on the wrong
foot. She was mad before she got there.
Look,
I think the late part just was like,
oh yeah, icing on the cake.
These two girls would never go bite. There's no purpose of her going gown shopping. It's such a ploy.
Actually, I don't know. Because Ashley and Sheldon are probably around the same age.
What does that have to do with Sheldon?
Like, I could see...
About ages. I just mean, like, her having, like, this guise of we need to go dress shopping because it's charity
Charisse
season.
Charisse loves her gowns.
And she tried on one dress.
Ashley was Miss DC.
Yeah, it makes sense. I see where they were going with that.
I know, but the idea of them going dress shopping is just... It's right. Like, here, we're going to set this up. You guys are going to go shopping. Like, they really wouldn't have if it wasn't for the show.
Right. No, of course. None of these women would be friends.
Oh, yeah. It's all so funny.
I kept wishing that Katie was there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Just in that scene right there.
She thinks she's DC. Well, I was on a magazine cover that nobody's read before.
I still can't get over that Casino Royale.
Oh, my God.
How trashy was that?
That magazine is like one of those magazines that you get at the front of like a hotel lobby. Like, and you're like, what's this?
Yep.
Inside Potomac.
It's the hotel magazine.
Yeah.
For the neighborhood.
Oh, that was the saddest party I think I've ever seen on television.
Oh, yeah. With those fold-out chairs.
So Charisse said, Ashley, I think you're being messy. Ashley gets offended and said, it wasn't about you. She said, it was about Robin. And you shouldn't have been involved. Bitch, you bringing it up. You pulling Karen to the side. Like, how is nobody going to bring up their opinion? Because you're bringing it up to I'm just confused.
Doesn't she know how this works?
Charisse was pissed. First of all, Ashley was making some very pointed suggestions about her body. She's too short for that dress. She was getting hot. So when she blew up, it was so like expected.
But honestly, there was too much material on that dress. Yeah, like the dress was actually cute, but then around the ankles with the quinceañera flapo mermaid thing, like I was like,
yeah. But Ashley, you know, she kept
was
going
a little much.
But that's who she
was
is.
Poking the bear.
But I feel like she was angry. Was she angry too? Did she come a little salty herself?
Because they know what the when they get a phone call and they're like, get the car's going to pick you up at this. time, it's like, shit, what the
fuck?
It's
about to go down. Don't wear your heels because you're
gonna
fight
today. Like, oh, dress shopping. What's this about?
Yeah.
Poor Gilda had no idea what was happening. Gilda wanted to sell a dress.
Why in my shop?
So I don't get to sell.
Poor girl.
I don't know. Ashley, I feel like Ashley holds her own as always, even when she's in the wrong.
Take some low blows, too.
All you do is cry. It's like you have this cloud over you. She's depressed. Wow. And you just keep rubbing it in her face. 4 years. 4 years. Just walking all over you. Depressed cloud. All you do is cry. Like,
all right, little girl. That's all she had.
How long
that was all she had.
That? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
they're
like
going to have
Ashley.
To come up with something else.
I like Ashley, and I don't care for Charisse, so I enjoyed this scene. I can't get behind Charisse. I don't know what it is. It's too phony for
me. I do wish that Charisse didn't make this comment because I was just like, girl, talk about the babies and hope that they still float upstream. I was just like, because it was too late. If she had three of them with the rest
here's
of the
thing,
shit,
though.
Yeah, I agree.
I was here for the comment. But when Ashley said, I'm sorry, what'd you say? You should have repeated it the same way you said it. Don't edit it. If you really want to be a bat... Say it. Say it how you said it before.
100%.
Like, I don't ever back down. Even if you are wrong,
you know, she's,
don't ever back down.
She's a lover, not a fighter. She didn't want to stoop to that level.
But
Ashley drug her down.
Once you go to that level,
you stay there.
You have to stand
there. If I'm going to jump in the mud, we're going to go all the way.
Rewind to Phaedra Parks on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Look, girl, all you had to say was, look, this show is boring, and I wanted to spice this shit up. I don't fuck with that bitch no more. I'm sorry, Portia, I had to drag you, but you know who I am, Shady Faye. Like,
that's what I'm saying. If you own it, you come out looking way better.
Yeah, because it's like, now you look crazy.
Don't backtrack. Exactly. Don't backtrack.
Sorry, Charisse.
Charisse.
Why did fight in my store?
She lost that one.
Did she lose?
Just because of that, to me. Yeah. Oh, no. She had the upper hand because she was, you know, standing up. I'm about to fuck you up. It was all that.
Like,
she
in had the game some of good shade, lines. Yeah. Ashley won. Yeah. Ashley walked out confident.
In the game of shade. But I felt like Charisse was justified in putting well, Ashley Jesus in Christ her place.
No, she was justified. She was justified.
Work on her. Like, because, I don't know, Ashley's starting to get on my nerves a little bit.
No, I mean, she's one of the, it's like a gnat.
She's like a gnat. You want to, like, smack her.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like, since God put them on earth, there is a purpose for them, so you just like, whatever, I'm just gonna kill them.
Right.
Giselle meets up with Charisse, with Gregory, the assistant. Hey, Gregory, just a man of many hats.
Get it, Gregory.
He's doing everything.
Hey, Greg.
I see you.
I will give Charisse the champagne room was cute. Like, the picture.
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever Pinterest page she pulled that from.
Exactly.
I'm here for it.
I just thought it had no personality. Like,
I just think it's
bland.
First of all, compared to the rest of our house, I'm like, you're going to have your house look like 1954, and then you walk into like the Kardashians. 100%
with the to the floor chandelier.
Glass and
the
rest of it.
Yeah.
Frozen.
Yeah, so that's why I said, that's how I know that's not what the champagne room is going to look like, because you don't have
y'all
that
have
style.
Y'all have not been listening. This is the new Charisse. This is Sha Sha. This is not Eddie's wife.
No, that's this true. Is going to be the, this is what they're going to call the barefoot Moscato room, because that it ain't going to be.
It's gonna be Moet.
Then she's running around the house saying, "Oh, we're gonna." He doesn't know, but we're gonna redo this room next. I feel like she's setting herself up to lose everything.
Oh yeah,
she's like, you know, it's in her mind. She's like, gonna keep improving the house and adding value to it.
How does
when
that
the
make
floor
sense?
Is gonna open up from under her, she's not gonna lose everything.
Oh my God.
Because
oh wait, I she's going straight like to hell.
No, but I worry about her. She's spending money like this. She should be having a private account and saying,
right.
"Oh, this is for the renovations," and then just shovel a bunch of money into her place. Because she's gonna have to have a rainy day. I hate to say it.
Maybe
but
that's
that
what she's
I'm
doing.
Sure she's gonna get
maybe that's
something
what she's doing.
Quite substantial.
But will
when
it
happen?
She will.
I feel like she's doing it to rub it in her man's face.
But will she be able to live up to the same standards? She'll be fine. She can afford it like a small house somewhere else. But is she gonna be able to have that beautiful backyard
she's
and driving around in
kids.
The range?
No.
It depends if she find another retired baller or something.
At this age?
Oh, and go to them AARP meetings.
I think she'll be okay, though.
I don't know.
She's in person, she's real cute. Like, she pulled together. She was tight. I was like, all right, girl, Charisse, you better do that. You know, we're just seeing the sad. You know what I mean? Like, when you're going through, like, a sad phase, you get, like, the puffy eyes and you're just looking crazy. She really be out here on camera with no makeup sometimes. Like, I'm like, oh, dang, girl. Really just came up to the barbecue.
I feel like anytime they go to film, like, you need a whole makeup squad. I mean, I know you got it, so it's come ready.
Fourth season.
Get on. No.
You're right.
You get fourth season is when they do Christmas. That.
I feel like,
you
know,
many
I feel
weeks
like
the
best. First day. I saw myself looking crazy. Never again.
And not only that, but like, look, if these bitches on Bad Girls Club can go on their first day beat as hell, like, the bitches from the Housewives can afford it.
I think Giselle is paying for it.
Although
probably
for sure.
I would.
Her hair's always.
If
like,
you're smart,
you're
gonna pay for it.
Yeah.
Speaking of paying for it, I'm here for Giselle's new house.
I
thought
liked
it was cute.
It. I hadn't really gotten to see
interesting
it.
Floor plan, but from what it looked
but
like,
I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember it either.
I only remember because we.
How
did I miss this?
Charisse mentioned it when she walked in. I think
it was when
like
Charisse
that.
Went to her house. And they met up with Robin.
Okay, at the end.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
No, it's nice. It was at least late.
Oh, no, actually, no, that was at, because that was at
they
Charisse's
went to Charisse's
house.
But Charisse came to Giselle's
to
house
to go plan it. Plan the meeting.
And have, sparkling water.
Or no, she didn't, because she had to meet with the fitness trainer later.
Okay, placed, yes.
Got it.
All right, so Giselle and Charisse, they're talking about Ashley and Giselle, you know, how did you feel to Robin? How did you feel when Ashley said that he's sleeping with half of Maryland?
Oh.
Like,
well,
she
didn't say half. She didn't say half.
Hey, damn.
Just
like,
a
that
quarter.
Was a dig a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be pissed. I'd be like, all right, now you're just jerking me around and playing games. Like, if you're really a friend, you come at me straight up and you'd really be feeling for me. You wouldn't try to be like, let's come up with
so
a TV line.
It, how should it have went down then?
Well, real. Just like, you know, how do you feel about what was said? You don't have to be like, exaggerating all this stuff if you're
maybe
really a
Ashley
friend.
Maybe Ashley did say that.
To them?
And we just didn't see that part.
They would have used
saying?
That. That's
yeah,
a hot
that's,
line.
It's a real hot line.
I don't know.
That's
there was so much material that night.
There was. But that's a
I
that's
guess.
Like a,
more
that's
material
a preview
than,
line.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Stepped with half of Maryland.
Exactly.
Damn, half, girl? Like, that's a whole state.
But it was definitely more than one or two. We know that.
Did you guys think it was appropriate conversation because Robin seemed a little irritated. Did you think Robin got something out of it at the end or still was just kind of like, why is this going to be my storyline all year?
I think that if it was a real conversation, I think that it's like, have you, you've talked to your friends about these types of situations before. And they don't get it when you first say it. Mm-hmm. They don't get it the mm-hmm. third time or the tenth time sometimes. Right. But in the back of their mind, they never forget it.
Mm-hmm. They never forget something, it. I think something resonated with her by the end of it. Yeah. But she was visibly annoyed at first, as she has been every time this is brought up. But they kept hammering her, which I'm glad they didn't let up. And that's what friends mm-hmm. do.
She said, do I need to be fixed for what? So I can get the answers to your questions? Bitch, they're mm-hmm. their questions because you've been questioning it, bringing it up to your friends. So that's why right. they're concerned.
Yeah, because what you're saying is completely different from yeah. what we're seeing and what is being said about
which
you.
Which makes you questionable.
Which makes you very questionable.
She just straight up doesn't know what to do. Yeah, so she's just doing yeah. nothing.
Lost deer, yep.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. just doing nothing.
Which in and of itself is an action.
Yep.
Ooh. I guess, yeah.
Speak on it. All right, let's talk about Karen and Ray. Karen meet up.
Who are still on a completely different show.
Right? Yes. Like, HGTV, I'm telling you, this is the spinoff right here. Just pick them and pluck them. Fuck the Kardashian thing with the real estate agent. Like, fuck that. This is where we need Karen Huger.
I love it. For it.
Wendy is so over Karen. 100%. Totally. Karen will not allow her to have. So apparently, she wanted to sell the house for $2 million. Now they're at 1.8, which Wendy's still looking like, girl, where? Yeah. She said, we're going to have to let the bottom feeders in.
Oh, and that was all you had to say. And they did. That's all you had to say. Sure did.
And by bottom feeders, we mean Atlanta casting.
Yes, exactly.
This looks a little dated. Girl, what? Your hair looks dated.
Okay, everything about you is dated right
who
now.
Who are these actors yeah, that they have brought in to
sir,
do this
take
house?
Take the Sean John polo off exactly. of you. Exactly.
Because you're not buying this house.
I thought that was like a mother-son, and then I was like, oh no, that's like some like weird couple. Like, there's no way, just the way, and I don't mean to be like rude or anything, but the way they were like analyzing the house was like word for word what they were interviewing Karen about, right. but it also was what people of a certain income level would not say at a house mm-hmm. viewing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, well, the yeah. chandelier. Actors. If you can afford a $2 million house, you ain't worried about the chandelier because it's going to be gone as soon as yeah. you get the fuck in the house.
She's right, like, oh, chandeliers are newer now. They have different things on them.
Girl, what are you, in IKEA? Like,
yeah, that's what the producers gave her. This one paragraph to say over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. Point out this. You have to make a big deal about the kitchen.
It's like, dated.
Just say really those lines.
Ask about renovations. I like, though, that they kept going, poor Karen, she can't win at this. Because they were like, that's not real Marvel. And she's like, it's just so me. The house is just so... So it's all, like, not real.
Right.
They, like, Karen, zoom though. In on the dishwasher. It's, like, at the... It's, like, white, but then the buttons are a little, like, stained yellow because oh, yeah. it's just old.
Like, 1991.
I mean, did the producer really have to say it's not real Marvel? Oh, like, yeah, I just felt like, that. Okay, girl, are
yeah,
you trying to sell this house?
Yeah, you kind of do, actually.
I wouldn't have said it on camera. Yeah. I don't think I would.
Okay,
have.
That's you're true. Nice. See,
I wouldn't I know, have. Right? Not on the camera.
Yeah. Well, but these are actors yes. who were hired for the
I mean,
scene.
True.
So
maybe
it
we
was
need
in
to bring
script.
Karen back down to earth a little bit because our expectations
just
are too
her
high.
Bring her sister back.
I love it. You know, Karen is calculated extra. Yeah, and right. that's how I am with my friends. Like, I can turn it on and turn it off and be, like, a little over the top and overbearing. But then I know when I'm with new people, I can't be like that because they'll take me too seriously. Yeah. I've learned this over the years. So I know I'm there for Karen. And if you want to know what I'm thinking, just ask. Just see what she's saying in the show. Because she's, like, my voice on that show. I love her.
Seriously. She said, I want the new tenants to be classy. Bitch, you gonna accept whoever gonna pay for this shit.
Exactly.
Otherwise, exactly. you gonna be out. I don't do open houses. I don't want neighbors walking around. I'd rather,
her.
If you're gonna come to my house, you're gonna have dinner. You're gonna have dinner with, would you have had dinner with the fucking Meet the Franklins over here?
How about like a Coldwell Banker sign in the front of
no
the house?
Signs. No signs. No bottom
girl, like,
she's a client.
Is your house
hell.
On the black market? Right? Like,
do you want to sell this house? I don't think she does.
She realize that she's in trouble? This house has been up. They already did a reduction in price. Like, she's on like the shit list with this house. She has to watch herself if she wants to make any money. She
honestly,
should take anybody.
Put it on HGTV. Like, please. I just want people to just come, let them film it, and have your commentary. I'm just really, honestly, I'm going to really try and push for that because... Ernest, let's go. Keep it moving. We need Karen on the show. All right, so what do we get from that? Let's go to Monique and Chris with Pastor Chad.
Uh-oh. Oh, this Monique. You know, I still haven't forgiven her for rapping at the Willard. That Willard. I can't. If you
suck up on that air.
Is that really something? Or are we sold that the Willard is something?
It was something.
Because I was like, you know when they have to explain it like three times, like, oh, it's high tea at the Willard. No one behaves that way. I'm like, it's not like the Beverly Hills Hotel that we all know of. And that Willard to me, I don't mean to jump
but here's
up.
The Beverly thing. Hills here's on the another thing. Level.
That Willard, what was that?
The environment, because of where they were in D.C., it's kind of a political spot. Right. So mm-hmm. because of that, certain places tend to be a little bit more
extra
stiff.
I just feel like if you have to sell it to me, is it that big of a name? But then again, I didn't live over there. I don't know that area. But
yeah, I mean, and because of the proximity to the White House, it's just a lot of stuff like that. You know what I mean? Yeah,
they made such a big deal about that place as being something. And I was like, I don't know what the hell this is.
I mean, it was better than a smoke bar that Ashley keep bringing them to. It was just cute.
Yeah, that's true. A BYOB place. I've never seen that on Housewives.
Right. Like, how are you always showing up? You bringing your own hookah, your own liquor. I'm still on Robin with the half a bottle.
See what I mean? Low rent, like rent definition.
And there are so many nice hookah spots in D.C.
Oh.
So many.
All right,
that Willard, I can't.
Have you ever bought a house from your pastor before? Like, I'm just like, and then $4.75 million in cash? Like, what does Chris really be doing out here? Like, four houses and you just paying all
cash? I don't know,
but
she got on the right train, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Go,
well, first of all, let's talk about this goddamn train, because this here for me was where I had to just drop the mic on Monique as just a person. Because, like, the rapping at the Willard, like, that's like Love and Hip Hop shit. Like, I'm here for it. It's campy. But, girl, I never asked to marry for fame and money. And I'm just so tired of being judged. Like, girl, what?
No words.
Hear yourself? Like, here's where Ashley needs to be. Maybe sometimes you need to take consideration from what people on the outside are telling you. Girl.
It's like I'm crying because I'm rich. You can't say it. You can't say
pressure.
I'm a boss and I have 15 houses and then cry about the statements that you just made.
Yeah.
And then she slammed the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Real good. And he had no reaction.
He was just like, you don't have to.
You
cry,
would not
baby.
Be talking about my mama on national television.
Right. That's what I'm saying. At all.
I don't care if I ain't like her. I mean, I do. But
as
I'm just
a pastor, like, ma'am, you're about to sign for a $4.75 million house. Why are you crying?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, and in the name of Jesus,
tears don't belong here.
He took the bait right away. She knows just how to play him because, like that, he went right in and consoled. Everything was great. Yeah. She knows exactly how to play him.
Don't cry, baby.
Don't cry, baby.
Deepest voice. He's got like, the deepest voice in TV.
But I'm here for what Pastor Chad said. And he said, offer yourself in humility. Apologize. I was like,
that's a tactic. That's
I'm uncomfortable with that relationship.
I am very, like it was
it's
just
a little too involved for the pastor for me to be my realtor, my counselor, my everything.
It's so old school. Like that is a thing though, especially in the South. Like they'd be with pastors.
They know all your business. That's how people. That's how the streets are talking. There you go.
Oh no, the church be talking more than the streets be talking.
Well, Ashley need to be up in the church.
Okay.
So she can get her next bit of gossip.
That's where you get all the good after show, all the after tea from church and the pews and pastor. All right, on that note, let's head into predictions. Good work.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I didn't really like the trailer for next week. I thought it was weird. Like, you're not giving me juice. I need juice.
Robin is going to have a back and forth with Ashley.
How long
is that going to last?
One episode.
Hopefully we get something. Like maybe the trailer was bad because the episode is going to be good. That's what I'm predicting.
I kind of just wanted to push her down just one time. I know. They don't like Ashley. But I just kind of just can you just put
someone like
one I just want this for Robin.
One broken fingernail.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then Karen's a motivational speaker.
Yeah, I looked up what that was. I was curious where she was speaking. It's about sexual violence, and she speaks about her experience. So, it's like a housewife staple. They have to go in and have a lead, what do they call it, like the guest speaker at these charity events. So this show is checking that box with that next week.
It will be nice to see Karen interacting with the girls again, because I still feel like for most of this season, it has been Karen, Real Housewives of Potomac.
Right. Yeah. Even at the game night, she didn't want to talk to the girl about the drama. She wanted to hang out with Ray.
I do need for her to mix it up a little bit with the rest of the girls.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like she was so much last season that she probably like looked at herself and was like, oh, I can't be like these kids out here.
But that's what we want.
No, I know.
That's what you got hired for.
Exactly.
Come on, Karen.
I know.
I just want, really, honestly, like one super mega housewife show where they just take like a couple from each season and send them on a trip somewhere.
One of Andy's favorites.
Yes. Yeah. It would just be
like an I Love Money after all the rejects from all the dating shows. They throw the best ones in. Yeah.
Ooh, who would you guys pick for, like, just pick one person from any city? Who would you pick?
Giselle.
I would pick Giselle too, so I won't pick that one since you did that.
Nene.
Tamra. I think she's good. Good.
Oh, yeah. Bethany. I love her.
That's a good one.
I was going to go with...
L.A., Beverly.
I was going to go with Kyle, but I'm going to say Kim Richards.
Oh, yeah.
And then O.C.
Oh, you already said Tamra. You can't get any better than Tamra.
Tamra would.
And if we had to go with Jersey,
that show, please.
I'm going to pick a wild card and say Jacqueline. Because Jacqueline is not afraid to, like, go crazy. Yeah.
True.
I feel like Teresa's a little too tame now.
I think we're going to resurrect Kim G. Remember her? Yep. The old lady?
I wish that Kim G and Kim D were on the show.
And fuck it, throw Drea from Mob Wives in there. Like, why not?
I was thinking that too. We need a Mob Wife in there. Yes. Let's get a basketball wife in there too. Jackie Christie.
Tammy.
Yep. Jackie Christie.
I mean, just come on. Let's reality TV death fights.
Like, that would be unreal.
That would be great.
Like, Vicky Gumbelson versus Jocelyn Hernandez.
Oh, like, yeah. I'm there now. Let's wrap this up.
Vicky would
there.
Just be like, all right, guys, we love you. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up on iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, give us 5 stars if you love us, 4 if you don't. The other ones don't work. You guys can hit us up across all platforms at AfterBuzzTV, and you guys can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
And you guys, I just wrote an article about Real Housewives of Potomac, some big moments on the show, jokes moments. Mm. It's over on heyu.com, HAYU.com, and check me out on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
And find me on Instagram at RovingRealist.
And you guys can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
Hey, also make sure you guys check out our sister network, Black Hollywood Live. We just did the review for Real Housewives of Atlanta on Reality Check. Hey, till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Thanks for having me.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.